Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you're here with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Neural Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Neural Toyota. Thank you for your ongoing support. As you guys at home know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at them myself. So, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Love to. My name is Tracy Ball, and I'm organizing an event this year in our community called the Canada Day Strength Spectacular.
There we go.
Which is a combination of the Western Canada's strongest man and woman,
yeah,
as well as the Highland Games, which we did last year, if people might have come out and seen us.
That's right. So, last time you were here, you explained a little bit about it, but for everybody at home who may not have seen the episode last year, can you go into a little bit of detail about the event again, please?
You bet. This year, we're actually kicking it up a notch, too. So
okay,
we're a combined strongman, strongwoman, and Highland Games event. So it's an overall strength weekend you're going to see in Fort McMurray over the Canada Day long weekend.
Okay.
So we'll be down at Mac Island.
Right.
And we'll have the Highland Games happening in the morning on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then the strongman and strongwoman will kick off in the afternoon.
Okay.
Off Saturday, and it's actually going to continue onto Sunday. It's a two-day strongman event this
year.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, so with a two-day strongman event, like, what are the different competitions that you're doing over that time frame? Like, is it just, like, I have to assume, like you said, it's a competition.
Yep.
But will there also be exhibitions for people to come and check out to learn a little bit more about, like, the sport in itself?
They're going to learn a lot by seeing the kinds of things that we're doing. We will have some kids events that are happening, but not necessarily a public sort of come and try it
right
at this point in time.
Okay.
We do have our gym here in town, Crude Strength and Performance, where we run Strongman Saturdays. Mm-hmm. People can come down if they're interested.
Yeah.
And give it a try.
Yeah.
We're always happy to help people learn.
That's awesome.
In the sport.
Yeah.
But for the competition day, we have 2 days happening, and there's 8 events.
So okay.
Strongman events happening. 4 per day.
Are you able to list off what those 8 are? I would never be able to do
that's it. That's a big ask off the top of my head. Let's
that's
go
right.
for it.
Let's see how many we can get through.
We've got the Superior Propane is doing, lending us a truck for a harness truck pull.
Superior Propane, Bob McKay.
Yes.
Nice. Yep. We love Bob McKay. Okay.
We've got a circus dumbbell overhead press medley.
Okay.
So 4 dumbbells that they all have to press overhead.
Okay.
We've got a sandbag toss. So it's a bag you toss over a 15-foot bar.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we've got also on day one is a I can't think of it right now. the vehicle deadlift.
Vehicle deadlift.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
We've got vehicles that have come down. We're going to be deadlifting them off the ground. The apparatus, yes. Yeah, so
okay,
okay.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. And then on day 2.
Yeah, you got 5. Or
got
4.
Five.
You've got 4, sorry.
Yeah,
you lifted 4.
4 more coming. So we've got a mystery event that we're still leaving a mystery as we test and figure out the logistics of it. So
okay.
We're not releasing that one yet, but it'll be a fun one to watch.
Right.
We've got our quintessential Atlas Stone sponsored by Napa this year that we did last year as well.
Okay.
We're doing a timber frame. So it's like a square timber apparatus that athletes will pick up and pull and walk back and forth.
Right.
How many am I at?
You just need one more.
We've got a log press overhead.
Log press. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's talk about these
You'd
different
think
events
I would know
now.
Them all by
no,
now,
you
but.
Wouldn't. I would not a chance. Not a chance. I would never remember those, even if I was doing them every single day.
Yeah.
So when you're training for this, though, okay, so I've seen on YouTube, like, Mr. Beast will have a strong man and he'll, like, lift up a limo or a Lamborghini or something.
Yeah.
So I know the apparatus you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always wondered when I'm seeing this stuff on YouTube, it's like, how do you train for that? Like, do you have that apparatus, like, at the gym and you're just parking cars and seeing, like, oh yeah, I could lift like a truck or like a beetle or like whatever. Like, how do you train for that?
We're very fortunate. We do have an apparatus at the gym.
Oh, sweet. Yes, okay.
That we can use to train with. But a lot of times your standard deadlift is going to help you a long way.
Right.
That as well, if you don't have access to that apparatus.
Okay.
It feels a little bit different when there's a vehicle behind you because the weight falls a little bit differently back.
Right.
Sort of pulling backwards.
Right.
But, yeah.
Okay. Now, the other thing that you were saying is you're going to be throwing sandbags over,
yep,
like a pole. Like, and so when you are training for something like that as well, like I've lifted a sandbag or two, like they're not always the most sturdy. Sand comes out, long story short. So when you're training for that, are you using sandbags or are you using something else? Like, how are you?
Yeah, great question. We actually have some sandbag throwing bags that are meant for this event.
Okay.
So they're sort of a packed in bag that you fill with the amount of sand that you need for the weight you're going for.
Right.
So we're going to have anywhere between 15 and 50 pounds of sand in these bags.
50 pounds?
Yes. And then they have a handle on the top, so the athlete will hold the handle.
Okay.
To throw it up back over.
You literally just got to my next question, because I'm just like, sandbags are so awkward.
Yeah.
Like, there must be some technique into, like, how you even hold this, but having a handle, that's helping. There's still a technique, I have no doubt about that.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, it becomes a lot easier than trying to, like, hold a sandbag then.
That's right, yeah. And so you sort of swing it from between your legs and up.
Right.
Yeah.
How high are we talking here?
15 feet.
15 feet throwing a sandbag. And it has to go above and over the pole. Or are you just throwing up to show height?
It has to go up over. So if it goes as high but doesn't go over,
it doesn't count.
You have to throw it again and you have to throw it over the bar.
What's your record? Or do you compete in this event?
I do.
Okay, okay.
I'm at a 25-pound bag.
Okay.
Over probably a 13-foot bar.
Holy crap.
The 15-foot bar.
You say that like, you know, I'm just like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, and so you have strong men, strong women.
Yep.
So I'm like different categories, like obviously. But is the weight different? Is this kind of like when you go golfing, how you golf from the men's tee or the ladies' tee? Is it kind of similar to that? Or?
It is, yeah. Okay. So because we're doing, this is what's called a pro-am show. So we've got the highest and the strongest of the amateurs coming, as well as some of our professional strongmen and women athletes.
Right.
And it's what's called an open weight class. You might remember last year we talked about the different weight classes.
Mm-hmm.
This year is all open. And so it's one weight for women and one weight for men. So
It
is two different weights per
gender,
but
yeah,
there's no weight classes within it.
Interesting. Okay, listen, I got loads more questions for you, but Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his segment, the Max City Minute. That being said, before we throw it into that, we're going to go hear from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
Thank you, Carrie. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
You called that one way too early.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Carrie, sorry for chopping you off and putting my remix in there.
Yeah. Anyways, question number one. What is your favorite event to watch when you're at the competition?
I'm in the harness truck pole.
Question number two. If you could visit any event around the world, where would you go?
World's Strongest Man.
Question number three. What is your go-to meal for when you're training for events?
Probably like a stir fry.
Question number four. What is one event you hope to compete in one day?
Good question. Probably I'd like to do another nationals. I've done nationals once.
And your final question, what was your favorite game to play when you were a child?
Oh, I was a soccer kid. Always playing soccer.
Yeah. Those have been your five questions.
Okay, so now with the bus pull, it's not a bus pull. You're getting it from Superior Propane.
Correct.
You're pulling one of their trucks.
Yep.
So in past years, like, you guys will pull anything basically. So, like, but how do you determine the, like, it has to be a specific weight? Like, how do you figure this one out?
Yeah, it does need to be in the right range of weight.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And so, like, what's that range?
Right now, we've got the women's set around 18 to 20,000 pounds and the men's around 30,000 pounds.
This is, like, this is crazy amount of weight. Okay, so how do you end up training for that?
Again, we train in the alley at the gym.
With a car? Or
with a truck, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and so the more we can train that, the better we can get. And
that's right.
Really, you don't get many chances to pull something that big.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So there's a lot of accessory and your general overall strength that's going to help you to get there.
Right. Yeah. And like pulling the car, though, you would have like all the right gear. Like, it would kind of prepare you for your technique.
Yeah, that's right. So there is a technique to it. Same as everything else. You've got a harness on and you've got the vehicle connected behind you and you've got a rope up front that you're using to pull
yourself
forward.
Right.
And you're kind of at a 45 degree angle to the ground.
Yeah.
As you pull to really get the best out of it.
Unbelievable. Yeah. It's super cool. Hopefully, fingers crossed, I literally, because I didn't know about it until you guys came last year and you were telling me about it. And unfortunately, like, I had plans to like leave like the day of. Like,
oh, no.
I'm really, really hoping I'm in town for this because it's like, it's super cool. Now,
really fun to watch.
Yeah. So you guys obviously have some sponsors for this and that helps like facilitate. But are there tickets involved for the general public to come and watch, or how does that work?
For the general public to come and watch.
Okay.
We're going to be in the parking lot at Mack Island. So when you come down for Canada Day with your family, just stop on by.
Stop by and check that out. Very cool. Now, I totally forget, and so apologize, but I totally forget how you got into this. How did you get into this again?
I was very fortunate. It was actually very similar at a Canada Day event.
Yeah.
I watched a demonstration that was put on by the gym, Crude Strength and Performance.
Right.
Well, they were just starting the gym at that time.
Yeah.
And I started following them. I saw, that looks cool. That looks fun. I'd love to be able to do that. And it took me a little while to get the courage to actually come. But once I did,
You're hooked.
Gym's a family there. Yeah. Haven't let it go since.
So cool.
Yeah.
Now, you were talking a little bit about nationals before. Explain to me, like, what that process looks like. Because obviously, like, when you're competing here, it's a competition. You can, like, track what people are doing and then submit results in. But, like, how do you get to that national level in regards to, is it, you have to, like, for example, throw it over the 12-foot height and get it there? Or, how does that work? Because I would assume there could be lots of people that could potentially do that. So, like, what gets you to that next level?
Yeah, at the amateur level of competition, which is where I'm competing.
Okay.
There's qualifying events through the province.
Okay.
So you have to compete in one of those, and then you qualify for provincials.
Right.
Earn enough points to qualify, and then if you do well at provincials, you get a spot to compete at the nationals.
Maybe a dumb question: amateur versus professional. Like, how? Like, what does? What makes you a professional?
If you win the amateur nationals, you get a professional card, a pro card.
Okay. And with that pro card, like, I have some buddies who have, like, their pro golf cards. Mm-hmm. Like, once you get it, once you beat that tee time, or not, once you beat the record, like, you have it. They can't take it away from you. Is that the same in your sport, or is it, like, every year you need to?
I don't know all the specifics.
Yeah.
I think there's a certain amount of expectation to maintain that pro card.
Right.
I don't know exactly what that
looks
like.
Yeah, no, sure enough. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to re-earn it every year.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking, like, and maybe I'm just ignorant on sport, but I have to assume that most people, like, this is a sport where, like, you're not, like, a professional in regards to, like, this is your whole life in regards to, there might be some people who get sponsored and they can make it a thing, but the average competitor is definitely, this is a hobby that they turn into, like, they compete that way. They have a full-time job in during the day, I would assume.
That's right. Yeah. Most of the professional athletes still have full-time jobs.
Yeah.
They're not doing it as a career.
Yeah.
There are the odd few.
That's right.
know, you might have heard Mitchell Hooper, who's the Canadian who just won World's Strongest Man.
Yeah.
You know, so he might have more of that ability. I don't.
That's right.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
But there'd be most of the Canadian pro athletes would still have full-time jobs.
Right. So because everybody, and there's a few of your entourage here, that competes in this, like, is obviously physically fit.
Mm-hmm.
Do the skill sets that you guys are training for transfer into potential other sports that you find people from the gym are competing in?
I think it depends what sports you're talking about.
Yeah.
I like to refer strongman as a lot of functional strengths.
That's what I mean.
In your day-to-day life.
That's 100%. Right. Yeah.
A lot of the powerlifting athletes, you know, kind of go in between strongman and powerlifting.
Right.
But not a lot of us are runners.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough.
For example.
Yeah. That's right.
But yeah, absolutely. Across different sports. Yeah.
Okay. And so last time we talked a little bit about, like, women being in the sports, and have you seen that kind of pick up where women gravitate or being interested in it?
I'd say there's a ton of women that are interested in learning about it and getting started.
Yeah.
It's harder to keep them interested over time.
Right.
So there's kind of the few that love it, and it's the passion, and they take it to the next level. They get their pro card, and they're really showcasing on that high level.
Yeah.
But the middle pack is a bit harder to keep the numbers.
Okay. Now, you train somewhere, and you said it's like family, so let's talk about that location for a little bit.
Yeah. Crude Strength and Performance.
There we go.
And so
where is that located here in town?
It's downtown on Fraser Avenue by Avenue Coffee and the old Town Hall building.
There we go.
Across the street.
And so what about your facility makes it unique, special, and worth people coming to check it out?
I'd say it's a small space, and so you really get a lot of opportunity to use the equipment you want to use.
Mm-hmm.
You can do everything from all kinds of free weights to we've got floor space to we still have some of the cardio machines and weight machines if people want to do that.
Yeah.
But the really unique thing is it's a more niche market.
Yeah.
And so it's not as busy.
That's right.
And you get a chance to do what you like.
There we go. Awesome. Well, listen. That is a shout out in particular, but you get another shout out because we're at the end of the show. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Thank you. Well, I guess my shout out really has to be to our organizing group that's helping us put this together, the sponsors that have come on board so far. We really can't do it without them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've listed a few already today. We've got Shaw's Enterprises as well.
Yeah.
Gail Bebo. A lot of different connections here in town that we can't do without. And we're still looking for some if anybody is interested in supporting us. So we love to have a conversation.
There we go. Awesome. Thank you. For McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.